you can meet and hear Anthony Esselin, John Warwick Montgomery, Ryan Anderson, Bev Yonke, Mark Kaltoff, and Chris Rosebro at the 2018 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas, Texas. Early bird registration is $110. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 9th and 10th in Dallas.
Islam goes on the conquest, ransacks, destroys the old post-Roman Christian world. Okay, it gets less than 30 pages, and in those pages, you're not going to come across the word invasion or conquest.
As soon as we stop addressing sin and guilt, death, as soon as we stop addressing the sacredness of life, we lose our birthright as Christians. And we may be relevant to the moment, but we are certainly irrelevant to God's purpose and plan.
On the divine side, we go, look at those whom Christ has crowned with the stars of martyrdom, one after the other. He has called them and crowned them, and it is a blessed thing.
This is Flo from Idaho. Locked and loaded Lutheran ladies love listening to the straight shooters at Issues Etc.
Here's what the headline yesterday, the Kansas City Star, said. Missouri Democrats remove anti-abortion amendment from party platform. The amendment in the party platform that was introduced in June would have said this: we respect the conscience of each Missourian and recognize that members of our party have deeply held and sometimes differing positions on issues of personal conscience, such as abortion. We recognize the diversity of views as a source of strength, and we welcome into our ranks all Missourians who may hold differing positions on this issue. That amendment was removed recently by the Missouri Democratic Party. It was replaced with this statement: a woman's right to choose and the right of every person to their bodily autonomy is to be free from government intrusion in medical decisions, including the decision to carry a pregnancy to term, and oppose any efforts to limit access to reproductive health care. Why is it even in a red state like Missouri that pro-life Democrats can't get any traction? They can't even find a welcome in their own Missouri Democratic Party. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Tuesday afternoon, the 14th of August. We're going to be talking to Kristen Day, Executive Director of Democrats for Life, of the Missouri Democratic Party, removing a welcome to pro-life candidates. A little bit later, Cheryl Magnus will join us with some advice for sending your children off to college. It begins with find them a good church. It ends with continue to pray for them. Pastor Tom Baker will be our guest. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Jesus' touch, healing, and raising the dead in Matthew 9 and Mark 5. And then Dr. Carl Fekincher will join us to look forward to Sunday morning, the gospel reading for the coming Sunday, John chapter 6, the words of eternal life. That's hour two of Issues Etc. Joining us to talk about the Missouri Democratic Party removing from its party platform a welcome to pro-life candidates, Kristen Day, regular guest and executive director of Democrats for Life of America. Kristen, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on today.
It has to be very frustrating. Why can't pro-life Democrats get traction in a red state like Missouri?
You know, I don't think they want to win, honestly. I don't know what the thought process was behind changing this, because the amendment was not a strong pro-life amendment at all. It didn't address abortion per se. The platform still said that, you know, the party supports abortion. All the amendment said was, yeah, we understand that people of conscience have differing views on the issue of abortion, and we welcome them into the party. So, and it passed. That amendment passed 35 to 24. The platform issue was closed. And for some reason, they felt they needed to reopen the platform process and vote it out. It was crazy.
If I look at the language, it mentions abortion, but it simply mentioned issues like abortion, and they had some very general language to the effect that, you know, Democrats of goodwill can disagree on these things.
Yeah, apparently not, though. By removing the language, they're saying, you know, if you oppose abortion, you're not welcome in the party, and we don't want your vote. It was very interesting, and, you know, the party chairman, Steve Weber, is trying to paint this as some GOP activists trying to, you know, so mess up the election for Claire McCaskill, but you know, that is absolutely not true. One of our members who was at the platform committee, he's a longtime laborer who helped defeat the Proposition A in Missouri. And he even said he's only voted for one Republican his whole life, and that was Ronald Reagan, when a lot of Democrats voted Republican then. So this is absolutely not Republicans trying to infiltrate the Democratic Party and stir up controversy. It's true, and you know, longtime Democrats who just want to be accepted into the party.
This is set against a national backdrop of several months ago when DNC Chair Tom Perez had a similar kind of misstep in his attempt to deal with the national party. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, he has said time again he doesn't want the pro-life Democrats in the party either, it would seem. We did meet with him and made our case, but I still don't think he has a really good understanding of why pro-life Democrats need to be accepted and included in the party. And when you look around, you know, there seems to think that there's this big blue wave coming. But I'm not so sure, especially when you look at the Senate. I don't think any blue wave is going to be coming to the Senate. And I'm afraid that there's going to be a red wave into the Senate, especially after this excluding pro-life Democrats in Missouri. It just doesn't bode well for you want to build up the party, not shrink it.
You are quoted as talking about the abortion rights progressives prioritizing a single issue above the health and success of the Democratic Party. What are you talking about there, Kristen?
Well, so when you look at Missouri, right now there are 9 Democrats in the state Senate, there are already 40 legislatures in there. So it's less than 25% is represented by Democrats, and the House, state House, is very similar. So in a state like Missouri particularly, to have this language that says we welcome pro-life voters when there are a lot of pro-life voters in Missouri is a smart move. And the abortion lobby just went crazy that this language was in there, and they pushed the party to remove it. So because they care, they really do truly care more about abortion than actually having the Democratic Party win. And, you know, as pro-life Democrats, that's not how we feel. We want our party to win, and we want to be part of that winning team. And, you know, when they consistently say, no, we don't want you, they're going to continue to be a minority party like they are in Missouri.
I've been watching a lot of television, the local television here in the St. Louis area. Claire McCaskill has been running ads, well, at every commercial break. She is spending a lot of money for re-election here, and I haven't seen any that have been overtly in favor of abortion, but there is a lot of talk of her as a single mother, raising her kids as a single mother, and working her way up through the ranks of the party there.
Yeah, I'm very surprised she did not put a stop to this. She's the head of the party. She's the highest-ranking Democratic official in Missouri. And for them to take this language out right before she's in a tough re-election fight is a huge mistake, and it really will hurt her. I mean, they're neck and neck right now, and if you flip these pro-life voters that would have voted for her, that's going to flip the election. So I think it was a huge mistake for her not to step in. And she did, when Joan Berry went before the committee the first time, Senator McCaskill said that she supported this language and the inclusiveness of pro-life voters. And to sit back and do nothing when they take it out and cave to the abortion lobby is just not a smart move politically.
I would like your response to a couple of individuals who are quoted in the news on this issue of the Missouri Democratic Party and its position on abortion. The first is Allison Dreith, executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri. She says, Democrats need to step up and fight for women, the base of the party, and their quick reversal on the disappointing vote to include anti-choice language in the party platform shows that they're ready to do that. The Democratic Party's overwhelming vote to reprioritize reproductive freedom has put the party back on track just in time to pick up wins in November. This vote just goes to show that when women organize, women win. What's your response?
What kind of women's rights is she talking about? You know, I think women are a lot more complicated and a lot more complex than abortion, and they have a lot more concerns. You know, affordable health care, you know, wages, caring for their family, being able to feed their family. You know, and they're more than just abortion. And the NARAL and the abortion lobby just wants to say that the only issue that matters to women is abortion, and that's absolutely not true. And you know, I don't know how they can, with a straight face, say that this amendment did anything to reproductive rights whatsoever. The only thing it said was pro-life Democrats should be welcome in the party, and we will all work together to lift women up and make sure that, work for paid maternity leave or health care, the issues that women care about. It's unbelievably short-sighted and, just, again, shows that the only thing they care about is abortion. They don't really care about women.
Rachel Sweet is also quoted in the Kansas City Star story. She's Regional Director of Public Policy and Organizing for Planned Parenthood Great Plains. And she says Democrats across the state have let their party leaders know that a woman's right to make her own health care decisions is non-negotiable, with access to safe legal abortion on the line nationally. This fight is more important than ever before. What are your thoughts there?
Well, my thoughts are, let's see what happens in the election if Democrats really believe that way. We have 9 Democrats in the state legislature and the state Senate, and only a handful more in the state House. So, I think the election will tell. If there's some sort of huge blue wave in Missouri and Democrats win back the majority, then maybe we can have an honest discussion on this. But for now, it's just lip service. It doesn't mean anything. They're not speaking for a majority of women at all. When you look at who has an abortion, it's poor women. And I think if they were given an opportunity for life rather than abortion, I think they would take that. And as pro-life Democrats, that's what we believe. We think that we should lift women up and empower women to say, no, I'm stronger than abortion. And they just think that the abortion lobby just wants them to have an abortion and move on. And that's just not how it works. Abortion is a terrible decision, and not any woman would want to make that decision. So we want to do more to lift women up and empower them. And I think they're not lifting women up at all.
I don't see the political calculus here either. I can't fathom why a party that holds such a small minority in the legislature would further alienate voters that they need to gain even moderate numbers. If Claire McCaskill should lose, would that be a wake-up call perhaps for the Missouri Democratic Party on this issue?
No, I'd hate to see her lose over this, but again, I don't think we're the ones to blame for this. And they probably will try to blame us, saying that, I don't know, they will find some way to blame us. But it really is the abortion lobby's fault, and they need to take responsibility for the loss if she does lose. And the fact that they are pushing voters out of the party and away from voting for Democrats, it should be a huge wake-up call. I sure hope it is.
Finally, if it's like this in Missouri, what's it like in other states?
Each state is very different. One of my favorite states is Louisiana because we have a pro-life Democratic governor who is just doing a tremendous job down there in Louisiana. He's pro-life for the whole life. And I honestly believe he's the future of the party. Somebody who holds these values, he can work with pro-choice and pro-life Democrats. He can work with, he's been to the White House a couple times, even working with Donald Trump. So, I think he's the kind of leader that we need, somebody who's wants to do what's best for the nation, for his state, and for the people. And we need more people like him. I think he really is the future of the Democratic Party. And if we don't start embracing more candidates like that, we're going to continue to decline.
Kristen Day is Executive Director of Democrats for Life. You can find out more about their work at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Kristen, thank you very much.
No, thank you so much.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking with Cheryl Magnus. She has recently written a column for The Federalist titled 7 Tips for Sending Your Child Off to College. We'll see what she has to say about that. Most of the time, it starts with the trip to Walmart to buy the mini fridge and all the other things they're going to need when they move into the dorm. Is there more to it than that? We'll find out. Stay tuned.
When the historian's ideological bias distorts or ignores evidence from the past, a bad kind of revisionism emerges.
Dr. Mark Kaltoff of Hillsdale College, talking about his presentation at the Fall 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
It masquerades as honest history. Such revisionism needs to be exposed and dismantled. It undermines proper understanding of our world. It has been said those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. In this case, failure to expose bad revisionism means that those who do not know the past are condemned to suffer at the hands of biased ideologues who claim they do.
You can meet and hear Dr. Mark Kaltoff making the case against revisionist history at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas, Texas. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.